these ulcers in the mouth are one of the hallmarks of this sort of AIDS condition?
This koala is very sick. She has a sexually transmitted disease, chlamydia, and now her doctors fear she may have developed the retrovirus that causes koala AIDS.
From the patient's standpoint, it has similarities with human AIDS patients that undergo a prolonged and sad decline.
KIDS, or Koala Immune Deficiency Syndrome, decimates the koala's ability to fight off infection and disease. Dr. John Hanger is the researcher who discovered the virus. He says disease now poses as great a risk to these iconic marsupials as habitat loss from development, drought, and fires.
Oh,
even within protected habitat, we're now understanding that those populations are now not secure because disease is rife in them and that they're not sustainable.
The Australian government estimated in 2006 that koalas numbered in the hundreds of thousands, with some areas of the country experiencing overpopulation. But that was before koala AIDS and a devastating drought. And last November, the government adopted a new national koala conservation strategy in order to stabilize and manage the dwindling population. Dr. Bob Beaton chairs the committee that is reevaluating the koala's status. He plans to publish a recommendation in September about whether koalas should now be listed as a threatened species.
We do know that there is disease in koalas at quite a high level in areas where the populations are stressed. What the general situation is, we're really still working on.
Ongoing work, which is going too slowly for some.
The government's really not doing enough. I'm hoping that going into the future we see a lot more attention paid to understanding what this virus is doing and then a much more appropriate response.
The situation is so severe that the koala population, according to advocacy groups, has been cut to just 43,000, down from 100,000 6 years ago. And if that trend continues, koalas could go extinct in the next 30 years. Nearly 2 years ago, Australia's largest animal hospital opened in Queensland. Director Gail Gibbs says the koala is in peril.
I've seen, since we've been in this hospital, even local populations become extinct in that time. And it's happening, you know, really on a monthly basis in Queensland and the same in New South Wales.
A report by the Australian Koala Foundation and the University of Queensland says losing the koala could potentially cost the Australian economy up to $1 billion U.S. dollars annually in lost tourist revenue. That could have a substantial effect on vacation destinations, say both staff and holidaymakers at Sydney Wildlife World.
Oh, they're such an iconic species in Australia, and they're just so cute and cuddly. So, yeah, they're definitely one of the main draw cards.
Australia would lose something. Yeah, it would really be a pity.
Koalas are an icon of Australia, and most people will want to come here, and they're going to want to see that icon.
Even though the U.S. government has classified the koala as endangered for over a decade, back at the Threatened Species Scientific Committee, Dr. Beaton says he doesn't believe the beloved species will become extinct.
That assumes you're adopting the do-nothing option. Quite clearly, there's a lot of consideration being given to what interventions might take place and how they might happen.
Interventions likely will come far too late for this mother koala. The veterinarians here hope they will allow her joeys and her species to again flourish rather than fade. Derek Henkel, VOA News, Beerwah, Australia.